This is a homebrew podcast.
Welcome to Power Word Fail, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition actual play podcast. My name is Carlson, I am the Dungeon Master for this not dead yet group of heroes. But enough about me, let's get to the real stars of the podcast, starting with Austin.
Theric, breaker of the shameful crystal.
Tyrell.
Spunk.
Andy.
Pickles the encapsulated currently.
Ian.
Ambrose Boussant, church wanderer.
And Katie.
Adolia Ruin, both fighter and protector of dragons.
And last but not least, Nathan.
Miraz the misplaced, surrounded by enemies.
And once again, my name is Carlos, and this is our first campaign, Chosen of the Crystal Crown. This is episode 20. Woo! We made it. Woo. We did it. We hit even digits. Double digits. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get rolling. As all of you in this cave see the moonlight shining down, the cave lightens up as this dragon's maw opens wide. And as it opens wide, you see a large bubble start to form. The bubble turns hard, and all of a sudden, crystalline energy seems to beam towards Inacombe, starting with Ferric. Christopher will make one, and then I need Pickles to make a constitution saving throw, excuse me.
I'm restrained. Does that mean I automatically fail? Or with con, do I still get
to
make it?
No, because it's a constitution saving throw, you don't automatically fail.
Just double check. That's a 21.
Nice.
That's a 5 for Ferric.
17 for Christopher. And so as you see this crystalline breath form, it's going to shoot its breath towards you. Those under a 17, you're taking a solid 40 points of radiant damage and half as much on a success one. Oof. And then the dragon will gain restored hit points from that as well, 15. So you just see Christopher enveloped and just walloped, and he falls to the ground, and you see as he's just writhing in pain. He's, that's happening. And that is the dragon's turn.
Is Christopher down?
No, Christopher's not down. Oh, Christopher is okay. Totally down. My bad. Christopher is down.
Christopher's down?
My bad. He is down. He down.
He down. He's down.
My bad.
Oh, no.
He down.
Christopher, no.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. You just see him writhing in pain, his body just limping and falling, and he does not respond. So, there you go.
Oh, and don't forget, Ambrose, you still have...
Yeah, I know. I definitely know I have that.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay. I was praying for that
Yeah. How much damage did you take? Did you take damage?
I didn't take any.
Okay, good.
Nope. Only Ferric and Pickles and the unfortunate Christopher took damage on that.
I took almost my entire health. Like, Ferric is down on one knee, like, coughing up blood.
Oh, no.
Like, it's bad.
Wait, the DC is 17?
DC is 17.
And Christopher got a 17? So doesn't that mean he passed?
Yes. Why are you telling me things that aren't true? He has 37 hit points. He's not down.
Oh, he's
stop.
Oh, thank God.
So he's not down?
No, God. I knew I was right.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway.
So wait. Is he not?
No, Christopher.
He's laying down.
Let's role play that as Christopher's on the ground. He is in major pain. He's like, I'm done. I'm done right now.
Okay.
I've had enough adventuring.
I got
birds in places I didn't know. Just go on without me. Mm-hmm. Kill me, dragon. Pickles, it is your turn now.
Well, Pickles is an emotional mess right now because she's like, Diggle, you're not dead. Diggle, what the fuck? And she's getting really pissed off more at him now. So she's going to rage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Usually she becomes large when she's rage, but I'm guessing because of how I'm encapsulated, I lack the room to become large.
Yeah, just go ahead and make me a dexterity. A dexterity saving throw for me. Excuse me. No. Go ahead and make me a athletics check. My bad. Reading the wrong DC there.
That's an 11.
as you try to break free from this crystal tomb. Unfortunately, it seems to hold and tighten around you as the crystal forms around your body. You feel more entrapped, and you start to feel the crystal entangle with your skin.
Shit. Was that my action, or was that because of the rage?
That was just, if you wanted to, I would say that you just make that the start of, I'll give it to you, make it at the start of your turn, and you can make an action if you want now.
Okay. So now she's just going to try to break, even though she's still tiny. So is that another athletics to break this?
Yep, go ahead and make another athletics check.
That's a 16 for Pickles.
With advantage, right, got it. Okay, messed me up there.
Yes, she's raging.
As unfortunately you are unable to rasp, and you try as you might, you're almost there.
Shit.
The crystal seems to tighten around you.
Well, that's all she can do, so Pickles is gonna look really pissed off and somehow defeated at the same time. That is her turn.
It is now the dragonling's turn, as these creatures who are undead have been turned undead must flee, correct? They must flee now.
Yes.
The earliest opportunity. So they will do so. And how far away is the distance again? It's 60 or 30.
As far as they can move. Get these boys away from us.
Mm-hmm. And did we figure out the one that Miraz compelled to stand still and do nothing versus also being compelled to...
The one right in front of Spunk is the one who is unable to move. He is just standing there. He has the fear of this good presence, but he cannot move. He is paralyzed.
Cool.
Basically. So you can see he has the net on there for us players.
Got it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to move as far away as possible. This one will use disengage before, and he will just move over here.
He gets an attack of opportunity from me.
He disengaged, though, right?
Disengaged as his action. Can't do that, can he?
Yeah.
Oh, can he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disengage? Yeah, you can disengage. Mm-hmm. He won't be able to attack or anything, but he can disengage.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't hear disengage.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. And then this one cannot move right in front of Spunk. The one farthest away from Miraz is going to move back as far as he can. And the one directly to the east of Spunk is going to move as back as far as he can. The one to the northeast, however, is not persuaded by the meanderings. He's going to make his way to here, which is almost directly behind Spunk. And he is going to use his nightmare breath. So go ahead and make a wisdom saving throw, Spunk. Please.
Okay. 10.
Okay. You're going to take 5 points of psychic damage. You are frightened of this particular dragon for 1 minute. So that is the case for that. But unfortunately as well, these dragons here are in the way. So they are also going to go ahead and make those wisdom saving throws, which one succeeds and the other one does not. The one that succeeded rolled a 16. The one that failed rolled a 4, and it is afraid as well. And then the one to the northmost of this cave is going to just come barreling in right behind you, Ambrose, and it's going to attack with its claw attack here.
Okay.
12 to hit.
That definitely misses.
Okay, perfect. And as this creature comes up behind you, roaring, it slashes and tries to bite you, and you dodge nimbly out of the way. Yellow.
19 will hit.
Silvery barbs.
Wasn't even me this time.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
It's not so bad.
I'm going to activate my wind rune. So it actually hits the other dragon next to it instead.
Oh, I like nice. That.
Do I not have reactions as a restrain?
I think you're zero if you're restrained.
Just as I can use my reaction to invoke my rune to do it.
Yep.
Okay. So which one does it hit again?
It hits the other dragon that is Dexus Spunk.
So to the south, Spunk. Okay, so the one right there.
So he takes that damage, not Spunk.
It's interesting. Okay, that's fine. This is okay. This is fine. Nothing bad's happening.
It's not silvery barbs.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Spunk is a national treasure, Carlos. You're not allowed to attack him.
That's true.
I swear to God, if you kill Spunk, we will riot. We will burn this place to the ground.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, the green one attacked. The green one being the one north of Ambrose. All the other ones have run as far as they can. Before Ambrose, your turn, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to need, let's see here. I'm going to need Ambrose. Yeah, the dragon is going to use one of its lair actions, and it is going to bring forth a crystal from the ground right here. And as the crystal shoots up, the crystal appears right almost north of you, Ferric, and right beside you, Ambrose, about 10 feet away. And as this crystal jags up to the top, it lets off a beam of light. I need both of you to go ahead and make me dexterity saving throws, please.
Okay.
Plus Christopher, unfortunately.
Is this magic or a magical-like effect?
It doesn't say it's magical, per se, but...
But making a big crystal appear out of the earth and explode seems like a magic-like effect.
Honestly, I think your judgment's a little biased, but I'm just kidding. I will say it's magical.
All right, then I have advantage.
Nice. 21. I see the strings on that crystal.
Crap. 10.
I'm just a mess, and I'm glad we can joke around about that. To Christopher. Our boy Christopher just getting the heat now.
Yeah.
He wanted to come. Oh, well, Christopher rolls a 20, so yay.
He said he wanted out.
Yay for us. You're going to go ahead, everyone who made that saving throw, you're only going to take 6 points of radiant damage. Everyone who failed that saving throw is going to take 13 points of radiant damage. Mm-hmm. And then you currently have advantage on you. The next creature that makes an attack on you, Ambrose, has advantage on you.
Ferric's, like, skin is just torn asunder by that strike, and they slip on blood and ice, and they almost fall, but they catch themselves with their rapier.
Okay. So, Adalia, it is your turn.
Adalia's turn is... she is going to bonus action healing word Ferric at third level.
Oof.
So.
Oh, wait, I took half damage.
First. Ugh. Not great, not great. 11 points. And then she currently has her lightning crystalline form up, so she has double movement, which is 120 feet right now. So she is going to fly in a circle so she avoids the dragon. She is going to fly up here. Adalia is going to fly up onto the outcropping of rock that Julia was standing on when we got there, as far away from the dragon as she can get. And then she is going to cast Firebolts at the dragon.
Okay.
That's a 16 to hit. Well, that's the end of her turn.
Miraz, as the dragon takes its mighty paw and it slams down against you, you are hit. You take 8 points of slashing damage as the talons rip into your shoulder. You're slammed against the wall as you take that damage.
Oh boy. There is, nothing I can do about that. That's a hit. Is that the best you got?
It does not respond. Ambrose, it is now your turn.
I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike as a bonus action. I'm going to take my crossbow, aim at Pickles, who is restrained in this formed ice, and I'm just going to pop shots on that to break her free.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for that attack.
Okay. This is magical, too.
Okay.
17 to hit.
Okay. That hits.
It's going to be 7 piercing damage.
Okay. You do a good amount of work against this crystal tomb. You see the splintering of the crystal. You've done enough to at least break it potentially further.
Okay, I'm going to pop another shot at it.
Okay. That definitely hits. Yeah, roll for damage.
Going to add a d8 on damage. That's 11 damage.
As the arrow that you fire sinks into the crystal prison that has befallen Pickles, it cracks, it shudders, it just falls to the ground, splattering the water beneath Pickles. You are now free, but you are prone now.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ambrose.
I nod at Pickles. I, like, duck under this undead dragon, run around it, and then run up this, like, little hill up section. And I have double movement speed, so go all the way up here. End my turn.
Okay, it is now Marcus's turn as he turns, still imprisoned, and he says, "Do you mind getting me out of here now? We could really use some assistance, please."
Of course. And I'll try to break out, like, pistol whip with my crossbow to break it or something. Oh, God. I rolled another one. Luckily, this crossbow's magical. I would have broke.
That was a 1.
As your hand slams down, you're unable. You glance off the ice, and it actually just bruises your hand.
Hits his funny bone, and he's like,
"All right, Farrakh, it's your turn."
Farrakh is going to put their sword to their side and try to call off the dragon. Like, is going to attempt to say something, anything, to get the dragon to stop right now. Can we reason with you? Can we talk? Is this an option right now?
Roll a
D100. Ooh.
97.
As the dragon looks at you, Farrakh, after having struck down Miraz with its claws, it just roars.
I'm still alive.
Metaphorically speaking, you are down on the ground.
I feel happy.
The dragon roars a guttural growl and it says nothing.
Has it stopped attacking though?
No, it has not. It has just roared its mighty roar. It reverberates across the cave.
Well, Ferric's gonna die here.
Don't worry, gotcha.
Pickles is free right now, currently, correct?
Yep, just prone.
Okay. Ferric's going to... What is he going to do? What the fuck am I going to do, y'all?
Poke him his butt.
Sing a song.
I'm gonna cast Dissonant Whispers. Must make a wisdom saving throw or take 11 damage and immediately use its reaction to move as far as speed allows away from me.
Okay. It's 11, you said? Was that, or 16?
Yep.
Got it.
The DC save is 16.
Yeah.
Critical fail, baby!
Yeah.
Nice!
That one. All right, so it takes 11 points of psychic damage. Good.
Yes.
And it must move far away from you as possible, correct? On its next turn.
Must immediately use its reaction to move as far away as possible.
Thank you. So it is
Which
going
also
to...
means it can't disengage because it can't disengage as a reaction.
Woohoo!
So Christopher can make an opportunity attack and also Miraz. Miraz, you can make an opportunity attack, so go ahead and do that. Christopher will just yell out, "Fuck you, dragon!" as... He's going to slash at it with a dagger.
Why not his sword? He has a sword, dang it.
He's learning.
It's a 9. Okay. So it does not hit. It just scales off of the dragon's hide.
My attack with my short sword is an 18.
It does. An 18 does hit. Roll for damage.
For 5 piercing damage.
Nice. As your dagger just sinks into the leg of the dragon, it begins to run away. It doesn't even really notice. The damage is minimum. As it runs as far as it can, it will go right and land at the corner of the cave, the southeast corner of the cave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Spunk and the spiritual weapon get attacks of opportunity.
I don't think a spiritual weapon gets an attack of opportunity because it doesn't have actions or reactions.
Yeah, it moves on my bonus.
So just be spunk. Yeah.
That's spunk.
Just be spunk. Just be spunk. Any little bit counts, my dude.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I am.
Damage is damage.
If he hits. Ooh. Oh, baby.
5 piercing, 4 poison.
Nice.
Okay, perfect. As your bolt sinks into the side of the dragon, it roars in a grunt of pain, but it moves to the southeast, crouched, ready to strike.
I'm going to use my bonus action to give a bardic inspiration dice to Spunk.
Nice.
Who I believe is under some sort of nightmare shit.
How long does that dissonant whisper last? Or just
it is
just one time?
It is just the one turn. Yeah.
Okay. So, Miraz, before you use that, it is going to use 2 of its legendary actions, and it is going to create the portal that it used before, and it is going to assert itself back here as it pops right near Ferric, about 10-15 feet away or so. So, it is, Miraz, it is your turn now.
Okay, I'm going to tumble down the little ledge that I climbed up on.
Okay.
As I do so, my hand slips inside my robe and comes out with one of those cross-hatched metal orbs that I used back in the sewers of Northwatch. And I'm going to hurl a flash bomb at the crystal dragon.
Okay.
So, let's see. It needs to make a DC 15 constitution saving throw or become blinded.
All right, that's a 24.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
It's a good try.
I'm going to scramble right back up on that little ledge and I'm going to quicken a firebolt at it. Was hoping to get advantage from blinding it, but I'll just take a straight roll. Did it not roll? Whoops, my bad. There we go. A 20 to hit.
A 20 does hit. So how much damage is that?
That would be 15 fire damage.
As the firebolt sinks and flashes against the snout of the dragon, it does leave burn marks.
Nice. That's all for me.
All right, Spunk, it's your turn.
With my action, Spunk raises hand and he just says, "Stand and fight." And he heals everyone for 13 health.
Ooh.
Wow.
Good shit.
And then he turns his attention to the unaffected gentleman directly in front of him, and his eyes start to burn bright white, and then it spreads to his head, then his body, and he explodes with burning radiance, and the one in front of me takes 6 damage. Well, he succeeds on 16 constitution save, or takes 6 damage.
Sure, gotcha. It does not make that with a 7.
Yeah, so it's burned for 6 radiant.
Okay.
And then he holds his ground where he is.
Okay.
Oh, I also gain 5 health back for being a blessed healer.
Nice. So Christopher's turn is up. He looks at Mr. Ferrick and says, "Mr. Ferrick, you okay?"
"No, I'm not okay. Are you ready to run?"
He looks at the dragon menacingly. He says, "No, fuck that." And he will go ahead and he will cast Guiding Bolt at level 3. And he raises his hand. It's going to be a 24
nice.
To hit. And it does hit with a 24, but it only does 15 points of radiant damage.
Still gives advantage on
19
the next attack.
Because of the fire cast
on the 4.
It would
be 19 because of the 4.
Higher level cast. Yeah, I didn't read that correctly. So 19, perfect. Tell me you don't play spellcasters in roll 20 without telling me you don't play spellcasters in roll 20. Okay, perfect.
Good shot, Christopher.
You should still run away.
Don't encourage this suicidal behavior. We need to get out of here.
So as you see Christopher, he just says, "I got you, Mr. Ferrick," and he'll just pour out his hands, and from his hands, a beautiful rabbit or bunny pops from his hands. It starts hopping around you, Ferrick, as he casts Healing Spirit. So until the spell ends, whenever you or your creature you can see moves into spirit space for the first time or a turn On a turn or starts a turn there, you can use the spirit to restore 1d6 points to that creature. It can't heal constructs or the undead. And the spirit can heal a number of times equal to 1 plus spellcasting ability modifier, which is not very high for him. It's only 5. So 6.
All right.
So 6, yeah. There you go. Boom. That's that second.
Beautiful.
All right. And then it is the dragon's turn. The dragon is going to see if it recharges its ability, which is a 4, which it does not.
Let's go.
That's good for everyone. It is going to move to the side of this mountain, however, this large hill in the middle of this cavern.
Oh, and shit.
It is going to make one bite attack against you, Ambrose, as it tries to maw you with its giant jaws. It's going to hit a 13.
Misses.
Okay, and then it's going to make two claw attacks, one towards Adalia. Adalia, how high in the air are you right now?
I'm, like, almost level with the outcropping. I'm not up
so
in
you're
the
not
air, per se.
Yeah, perfect. So it would have enough reach. It has a 5-foot reach from the area, so it's probably enough to get you there. So it's going to try to do that claw attack against you. It's 21.
Shield.
Okay.
It'll miss.
Awesome. Great. And then, Ambrose, it is going to try to claw you as well.
Okay.
That's an 11.
It misses.
So it just, you see, all of you see this giant dragon just reaching and biting, and the jaws snap as it's trying to hit Adalia, but Adalia casts shield, comes forth, and you just see this creature battling with your friends on top of this rock outcrop. But it is the end of its turn. Pickles, it's your turn.
Pickles is going to stand up, which will take half of her movement. For her action, she's going to dash. So she's going to get right up here next to these guys that are all attacking Spunk. She's right up with Spunk. She's going to action surge.
Hell yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't use my bonus action before, so she would have raised, raged, then action surged, and she's just going to punch the dragon that's right up near Spunk. That is an 11 to hit.
Man. 11 does not hit, unfortunately.
That is where she will end her turn.
It is the undead dragon's turn as they screech and maw. Quick question, Spunk, how long does the turn undead effect last? I forget.
It lasts a long ass time. No.
A minute, I think, right?
Yeah.
One whole minute. So a bunch of rounds of combat.
Like 10 rounds.
Rounds.
It's been this. That would be the first round of combat done since the turn. So that's 9
there's
more to go.
Here. Holy crap!
Yep,
9 more to go. No big deal. Okay. The creatures will run farther away as they are. This one is still in place. Correct. The one closest to Spunk on the south side. The one that is being hit. This one is going to run. Before doing that, will disengage and will run as far away as it can. One, two, three. And then this one is going to do so. One, two, three. And then this one is not afraid. These are not afraid. So the green one is going to run over. The green one being the one closest to Ferric is going to run over to Ferric. And it is going to try to take a bite out of Ferric, looking to seize upon an injured prey. It's a 7 to hit.
Bat it back with my rapier. Claws against steel.
Allie.
Ooh.
Nice. And just the cringe of the metal and the creature's undead flesh. The smell is grotesque as it will... And its turn there. The one closest to Pickles on the east side is going to try to bite Pickles. I'm not 100% sure why I closed the character sheet, because, you know, there's like 3 of them still to go. That is a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, that is going to be 20 piercing damage.
Oof.
Ouch.
I don't like these things. They can hurt, guys.
Was your raging, right?
It's piercing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them a little bit less, guys, but they still kind of suck.
All right, so the one closest to Spunk on the east side will go ahead and it will try to bite him as well. That's He's a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. That does hit.
Okay. And then it does 17 points of piercing damage. It's just rolling really good. The dragon's rolling like shit, and these dragonlings are rolling really well. So that's good. Yeah. We want that to happen. Okay. So before Idalia, it's your turn. Mm-hmm. It is going to look at you, Idalia. Mm-hmm. And its eyes glow wide. Radiant light pops out. I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Okie dokie. Here we go. 17?
Nice.
17. Just enough. Just enough. As the allure of these eyes seem to beguile you, but at a second notice, you remember some moment in your past of suffering, and you remember your goal, and you remember your sister, and you are not charmed from this creature. But it is your turn now, so please go forth and conquer.
All right. Idalia is struck by this white light, remembers all of this suffering, and it just boils all of this rage up inside her, and she slowly starts lowering to the ground of this rocky outcropping and puts her hands out, and as she does, she says, "That's enough." And she's going to cast Slow. Ooh, in nice. A 40-foot cone that I think will just catch the dragon and the red and blue dragonlings.
The two dragons to the north, yes.
Yes, yeah. The two dragons to the north, and that will be, I believe, a wisdom save from all three of them.
Okay, what's the DC on that for me?
16.
16, wisdom save here.
Got to love it.
It's going to go ahead and use its legendary resistance to make that.
You are never allowed to argue about silvery barbs ever again. Ever.
Well, I sure can. I sure will, folks.
Okay, well, I think legendary resistances are the shittiest thing about big bad guys. I just think that that's such a cheap shot. Okay. All right, well, all right. Then
well, they'll make their wisdom saving throws here. That's a 4 for the leftmost one to the north.
Okay.
Made the wrong roll there, sorry. That's a 14 on there, so I believe it's a fail on 14. Nice. So both of these are slowed.
Alrighty. Well, it's not going to matter very much for them because we're trying not to hit them. But they take a -2 penalty to their AC and 2 dexterity saving throws, and they cannot use reactions. Their speed is halved, and they're not spellcasters, are they?
No.
Okay, then the rest of it doesn't matter. They can make another wisdom saving throw at the end of each of their turns if they would like to.
Great. Awesome.
And that's it. That's my turn.
Okay. Before your next turn, it is going to use one of its legendary actions. It is going to try to strike you with one of its claws, Idalia. Rage, okay. As you have slowed its minions. Claw. Excuse me. I just hit the word claw.
It just says claw.
Claw. It just happens. That's a 14.
That's a miss.
Okay, and the creature tries to strike you with its large talons. You're able to
its
float.
Its claw, like, hits. No, I had to drop concentration on fly to cast slow, so I'm not flying anymore.
No, perfect.
Its claws just sort of rake across the crystals that form Adalia's skin, and like sparks come off, but she doesn't take any damage.
Nice.
Marcus will just yell, "That's cool as shit. Can you get me out of here now, please? Somebody."
Shut up, Marcus.
Marcus, I'm a little busy right now.
Hey, that's my line.
Shut the fuck up, Marcus. Says Adalia.
I'm going to grab my crossbow, just shoot some rounds right into the dragon's eyes when they started focusing on Idalia. 24 to hit?
24 does hit.
8 damage.
Okay, and that is to the main dragon, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
The dragon mama, whatever it is. Dragon mama. 11 damage.
That does hit. We'll go ahead and get that 11 to you.
Okay, and I'm going to pop one more shot. 14?
14 does not hit, unfortunately.
Damn it. Okay. Can I use an object interaction to help? Can I help Marcus? Is there anything I can do with that's not an action?
At this point, I mean, just I would just allow you to make an athletics check, see what you could do. DC 10. Hopefully you don't roll one.
I have a negative to it. So we'll try again.
I mean,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
Objectively, what are you going to say?
I can't do this.
I was just going to say out of character that Marcus is either batshit nuts or he lied to us about what was happening. So as far as I'm concerned, he can stay in his little ice prison or whatever he's in.
It's a good place to interrogate him from.
Dang. Ambrose just keeps hitting funny bones on the ice. He's like,
yeah. Dude,
same spot. Why is it the same spot?
The dragon roars with impatience as it just watches you do that. Okay. Perfect. It's now Marcus's turn. Marcus is just tired, and he's going to attempt to break free. Can he do that? I don't know. The spell has been so long.
You're the one who would know. Can he do that?
At this point, I just feel like he's there forever. I mean,
his face turns really red, and he's like, nope.
Nope.
You go to an IKEA and you can buy a piece of furniture named Marcus.
Marcus.
Okay, he just stays there.
He's just going to try to make... he's just going to go ahead and he's going to try so hard just to break free with his natural strength. And he rolls a 15, which will break him out as he is freed from this icy prison. His body just falls to the ground. He's prone. And
you're welcome, Marcus.
I hate all of you.
Mutual.
And yeah, that'll be his turn though. So Ferrick, it is your turn.
Oh my god. Ferrick's going to attack the motherfucker who's in front of them, attacking them, swinging with their beautiful rapier. It's a 25 to hit.
Oh, that definitely hits.
For 4 damage. And I'm going to use a bonus action to use one of my Bardic Inspiration dice to apply Psychic Blades to that, adding 2d8.
Ooh,
that's 12
nice.
More nice. Damage.
Nice.
That rolled 2d6. Was it supposed to be 2d8?
It did roll 2d6s.
I'm sorry, 2d6.
Okay.
Yes, nice. It's just very tiny on my screen. It looked like 8. yeah, 2d6s. Juicy 2d6s for 12 more damage. That's my action, my bonus action. Movement, I am not going to move. I'm going to kill this ding-ding thing. Oh, and I do also heal because I'm surrounded by the bunny.
Yes, you do.
So do you want me to roll the d6 for that?
Would you like me to, or I can? You can do it. Whichever you feel is better for your chances of healing more.
It's your NPC. You go ahead and do it.
Okay. Yay! That's a 5 points of healing to you.
Nice.
My good owlbear. Nice. Folk thing. Anyway.
I'm a kiln.
Right. it is...
And Spunk's not a frog.
The dragon is going to use 2 of its legendary actions, the rest of them. And it is going to open the portal of the transportation that it has been using. And it is going to appear shimmering right behind Spunk, right there, away from them. So apparently there is a summoning going on over there with Mraz as he's drawing some sort of summoning circle with Roll 20. Sorry, folks.
Indeed.
I just got distracted by that. Mraz, it is your turn, though.
Great. I'm summoning up a good old bottle rocket out of my sleeve, and I am actually going to lob it at the dragonling, the undead dragonling that is next to Spunk, the one with the yellow icon.
Okay.
That is a 12 on the dice. Remind me, I'm sorry I didn't write this down. Dragon Hatred, is that added to the damage or the attack roll?
It is added to the attack.
Okay, let's do that real quick. How about a 13?
For clarification, real quick, lore-wise, the humans on Malindor were involved in great dragon wars, so the threat of dragons are not lost on them, and so they get a bonus to their attack against dragonoids.
Right, although I just realized that, I mean, it is an undead, so given that it's an undead dragon-type creature, I don't know if, like, mechanically that applies or not.
Well, I will allow it, because you need all the help y'all can get.
thank you. So that's a 13.
Perfect. Okay, it still doesn't hit, but it was a good try.
Yeah. I am kind of pinned down by the big dragon. I can't move very much without provoking an op attack. I'm just going to stay where I am. Okay. That's all.
Spunk, it is your turn.
Yeah, Spunk will just turn on the dragon, stare up at him defiantly, and with his little jaw set, he'll just say, "Stand and fight!" And a mist explodes around him as his former heroes rise.
Nice.
He moves Tim, and Tim attacks as well.
Okay.
16.
That does not hit as it swings right at the dragon. Just barely dodges.
And then that's it for Spunk.
Okay. Christopher's turn. Christopher will definitely look at Mr. Ferrick, and he will say, "I'm going to move back right now," and he'll back up away from the dragon. But he will not be dissuaded, and he will hold his hand up high, and a shimmering red flame will pop as he holds his spell book, and he will cast Firebolt.
Hell so yeah,
that's a natural 20.
That's a natural 20.
Christopher,
you beautiful bastard. Yes.
Christopher's just shot this dragon.
I hate this kid.
He's an orphan, not a bastard.
You're right.
I mean, you don't
half
know.
Half orphan, I guess, but right? Because his mom's still maybe alive. You never know.
Well, you don't know. Anyway,
she's dead to dead us. Now.
She's dead to
us. Dead to the world.
Fuck it.
So Christopher will
like,
hold...
Leave, go!
Christopher will hold his hand high and the flame will just grow. The crystal light reflecting on his arm and a large fireball just sings forth towards the dragon, hits it in the eye, and it just the dragon roars in agony. It deals a total of 15 damage with firebolt for our boy Christopher. So
yes.
Good on him. It is the dragon's turn. It is going to roll to see if it recharges its ability, which it does not.
It also has to make a wisdom save.
And it has to make a wisdom save. Thank you. 18. Okay. And
is that half damage or is it no damage?
Half damage. So you can still roll the 3d8 spunk.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. 11 damage.
Half of that?
Mm-hmm. Half of that.
A massive half-orc arrows sticking out of his chest comes out of the mist striking.
It strikes the leg of the dragon. Blood runs deep. A spunk, you see that the dragon, whereas before it was fierce, now seems more at least cautious. And the multiple scars, the multiple attacks that you and your friends have made seem to have that effect and are starting to wear this creature down. So, perfect. It is going to see the mist, see everything that is happening around it. It is going to roar and it is going to try to bite you, Spunk. With an 11.
No, Spunk is too small, too quick.
It's going to make its two claw attacks against you as well. With a 24
hits.
And a 19.
The 19 and the 24 hit.
Yikes.
Well, Christopher, fuck me. Christopher is going to look at that. He's going to see that. He's like, no! And Christopher casts motherfucking silvery barbs.
You cast silvery barbs on yourself?
Oh my god! That was the most delicious thing that has ever happened.
Well, it's going to reroll the one of those claw attacks. Fuck me. And a 16 to hit?
No, that would not hit.
Okay, so it is only going to do 10 points of 10 points of slashing damage against you.
Beautiful. God, that was awesome.
I am a fair and just God, my heaven.
Yep.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm less upset about that legendary resistance now. That was so delicious that I'm over
There's plenty of things to be upset about coming up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Pickles, it's your turn.
Pickles is gonna try to grapple the dragon. Hell yeah. That's what she does.
Okay.
Opposed athletics. That's an 18 for Pickles.
So it needs to make a strength saving throw or an athletics check.
An athletics check.
If it doesn't have an athletics, it's just the strength.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's an eight, but it is going to use a legendary resistance to not be grappled.
It's not a saving throw.
Well, it doesn't have that, but that's fine. So it is not going to do that, and it is going to be grappled.
It's going to be loved. So super large Pickles looks at this dragon, who is much larger than her, and is basically just going to use the cliff face behind her to just launch herself up and forward and wrap around its neck to kind of keep it from moving around. And that will be Pickles' turn.
All right, so it is the Dragonling's turn as they step forth. The ones who are fearful, they are going to move farther away, as it is now only two rounds. And then the dragon closest to Ferrick is going to try to bite at Ferrick here, as it is locked in combat with him. That's a 16 to hit.
That does hit.
Right, and that's 17 points of piercing damage.
Are you down?
That's a shit ton of damage.
Thank you so much for that. And then the dragon that is to the south of Spunk is no longer commanded, but he will be fearful. So he's going to move as far away as he can. Spunk, you may make an opportunity attack.
I leave him be.
Okay.
Your spirit guardian still automatically attack though, right?
Nah, no, it doesn't, because I choose who's affected by my spirit guardians.
Nice, nice.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I do have a reaction that I can use that I've been saving.
Oh, please do.
Ferrick, as they're slashed by the teeth of this dragonling, their head is going to do a 360, and as it turns around, it locks on with a hypnotic gaze. And I start to sing my dirge of agony. Must make a strength saving throw of 16 or take 6 damage and be pushed 10 feet away.
Okay. Oh, that's a natural 20. Buy it.
So they only take 3 damage.
Okay. That's good. Damage is good.
Damage is good.
Mm-hmm. Damage is good. Okay. Wonderful. The dragon is going to, as it is grappled right now by by Pickles right now, it is going to gaze one eye towards you, Ambrose, just with a head cocked, and I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Cool.
Come on, buddy.
27.
Nat 20.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah, the crystals start to form around your feet, very similar to that of Pickles, but you are able to dodge, and out of all of a sudden, shoong, this prison, the crystal prison tomb, just goes up and forms right where you were standing. So
awesome.
Okay, it is now Adalia's turn.
Okay, Carlos, I have a mechanical question about my super rad subclass that you homebrewed for me.
Oh, please go on.
So, I am going to take a fourth level. I'm taking a new crystalline form. So, fourth level, when I transfer HP, I can transfer my own hit points to another creature as temporary hit points up to a total of 8 plus my druid level, and when I take it as a fourth level feature, the amount I sacrifice is equal to half the amount gained as temporary HP. Is that a one-time use situation? It does not say.
It is basically, it is the form of your wild shape. So
right.
For anyone who, probably everyone who doesn't know, you are a druid of the Circle of the Crystals, and you can imbue certain crystal, and I don't want to spoil this for you, but anyway, it replaces the wild shape of the druid that you have, so you can use it as many times as you can wild shape.
Right. Neat. But my wild shape lasts for a long time, so
it is a one-time thing.
It is a one-time use.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify so that I didn't, screw it up.
Yeah, no, you're
okay.
Good.
So Adalia is going to run forward till she is sort of at the crest of the rocky outcropping so that she can see everybody. Is that about right, Carlos?
Yep, somewhere
that's
in here.
About right.
Yeah.
You had okay. it right before, but.
All right here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, so right there, right Adalia runs forward. She sees all of this happening down below. And she, all of this light starts coursing through the bevels in her skin. And the light this time is sort of green and black intermixed. So she is taking a fourth level decay crystalline form. And then because she has crystalline fusion, she will be taking the second level of the earth form, which I'm not going to activate at this moment, but I have it. So with my action, I have taken that form and I will transfer 8 plus my druid level is 14 hit points to Ferric. So light shoots out of Adalia's hands into Ferric, and they will get 14 hit points, and Adalia will take 7 damage. So that's her action. And then as my bonus action, because I didn't actually cast a spell, I took a wild shape, I will then shoot white light out of the other hand and a healing word, spunk, since he just got whacked pretty hard. So that's first level, and 7 points.
Nice.
Nice.
And that is the end of Adalia's turn.
Okay, as Adalia's turn ends, the spirit guardians have not forgotten their task, and the dragonlings that are around Pickles and around Spunk, they start to attack. What is the damage, Spunk, to them?
12 damage.
Well, the one right in front of Pickles, how does it kill the one right in front of Pickles?
A misty-limbed roguish gnome comes out of the mist, spinning with dirges, and stabs it repeatedly to death.
Falls to the ground dead, bleeding out. The other one does take the damage. Okay, great. The dragon will look around, and it will gaze another eye towards you, Spunk, and I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Don't forget, Spunk, that you also have a Bardic Inspiration dice still.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And how much is that? D8 or D6?
D6, I believe.
If you're full Bard, it should be a D8 by now.
I am full Bard. Oh, fifth level, yeah, it's a D8.
Go ahead and roll that Bardic Inspiration.
An 8?
Ooh, nice.
So that's...
Nice!
15?
Unfortunately, that is not going to be enough. So you're going to take 24 plus 6. You're going to take 30 points of radiant damage.
Yikes.
As you just see the moonlight come from above and slam down in a beam of energy towards you, Spunk. And that is going to be its legendary action. Ambrose, it is now your turn.
Now that Pickles is grappling the dragon, do I have advantage on all my shots? On attack rolls?
No, that's prone.
Is that only prone? Okay.
Yeah. Prone is actually disadvantage on ranged attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering.
Grapple just means the dragon can't move.
Yeah. Restrained. Restrained is what would give you advantage, Ambrose. Not grappled.
Okay. I'm just going to keep shooting that dragon.
That 30 damage will put Spunk down.
Oh, no.
His mist dissipates. Tim winks out of existence. And, Spunk falls.
Okay. No!
Spunk!
Well, that's different. Yeah, I'm going to keep shooting it.
Okay.
19 to hit.
It does hit. Roll for damage.
10 damage.
Okay, awesome.
24 to hit.
That does hit. Roll for damage.
7 damage. Okay. 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits, brother.
11 damage.
The 24 hit, but does the 23 hit? Just clarify.
I like to say it because I like having a plus 10 to hit. It feels really good.
I bet it does.
I bet it does. I bet it feels real great.
Anyway, yeah, as these arrows bolt to the dragon, you get into the side and you can see the blood start gushing out. Even the crystal scales of this dragon start to weigh in. It is hurt. It is starting to wane here.
I end my turn.
Okay. It is now Marcus's turn. Marcus is going to turn towards the dragon, which
really is, it's going to, his wife, right? So that's his wife. And he's going to pull out this gold-hilted sword. He's going to raise the hilt towards Khaleesi, and he's just going to mutter this, he starts to speak in a strange tongue, as he's going to cast or use Heck's Blade's curse against the creature, the dragon.
I beg your pardon?
Interesting.
Got a warlock here?
Damage rolls against the cursed target. The bonus equals your proficiency bonus. Any attack you make against the curse is 19 or 20 for a critical. If the cursed target dies, you regain points, yada, yada, yada. And he's going to run down the, basically, descend, use all his movement right next, and he's going to pull out this wicked-looking sword that looks more of a rapier than it does an actual sword, but it is aligned and streamed with bluish tintish of purple on the blade, and he's going to attack with his rapier, maybe. And that is a 17 hit. It just hits, and he rolled a 1 plus the 2 plus his bonus damage.
Damage is damage.
His body's cold. He also does a plus 2 because of his proficiency bonus, so he does a total of 5 damage as you just see him slash. Those of you who can see him, you see he does have tears in his eyes slightly. But that is his turn, and it's now Ferrick's turn.
Ferrick's going to run to Spunk, taking an attack of opportunity.
You haven't... Oh, from the creature. Got it. Yep, the dragonling goes and strikes with its jaws. It's a 13, though.
I kick it, as I'm running away, I kick its claw away with one of my talons.
Beautiful.
Woo!
Okay, and then it... what do you want to do next?
I'm going to stab Spunk with my sword, casting Cure Wounds into Spunk.
Ferrick, what? Oh, right. Yes, good.
Just shish kebab me to bring me to life?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a weird thing that he does.
For 12 hit points.
Nice.
I don't think we can win this. As a player, like, looking at everything, like, I don't think this is winnable for us.
Carlos said he was looking rough.
He was waning, yeah. I think we're good. I think we're fine.
We should be fine.
We got this.
Everything's fine, guys. Everything's all right.
Just saved my friend so that one cone blast could take us all out.
I'm not dead.
We'll worry about that when it happens.
If it happens.
Happy
when it happens.
When you do something for the RP and you know it's a bad move.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's my whole life.
Yeah. Ferrick bends down and grabs Spunk by his scruff and puts him back on his feet. You're not dying on me yet, you little son of a bitch. Wake up.
I was sleeping.
Don't sleep. Time for sleep later.
It was night. It was quiet.
Okay. It's Miraz. I believe it's your turn.
I don't like that arrow.
I am simply going to upcast. Well, no, I'm not going to upcast. I'm going to normal cast Magic Missile, aiming all 3 missiles at the Mama Dragon.
Okay.
Doing 3... 2, 4 for a total of 9 damage. Not great.
Nice.
Hey, it's something. Damage is damage.
Damage is damage. Yep.
Exactly. Can't be
this
mad at
this episode is brought to you by Damage is Damage.
Right.
It's damage. If you need some damage, just remember, it's damage. Anyway, sorry about that.
Once again, I am going to stay where I am on my little cliff perch. That's all. I'm done.
Okay. Spunk, it is your turn.
I wasn't dead. I was just sleeping.
Saving our asses right now.
Everyone's healed for 13 health.
Nice.
Bless you.
His radiance glows. That's plus 5 for me as well.
Awesome.
And that's a bonus action, so I'm gonna shoot him in the mouth.
And he whips out his crossbow and he shoots it.
Oh, that definitely hits. Roll for damage.
4, 7 damage. 5 of that being poison.
Nice. The mists are no longer there. I just remembered that. Okay.
No mist and no Tim.
No Tim. It's Christopher's turn. Christopher is going to see that you are down. He's going to go, Mr. Spunk! Oh, he's okay. And he's just going to look at the dragon that's right in front of him, 10 feet away. And all of you, if you could just glance at Christopher, you would see he pulls, if you remember, the 2 daggers, black daggers, he received from the ruffians outside of Northwatch. Mm-hmm. And he will charge at the dragon. And he will fight them. So he's going to attack one with the once. 12 to hit, unfortunately, does not hit. And he's going to attack again. And that's going to be a 18, which does hit there. And he's going to do 6 piercing damage to the other dragon right in front of him. You just hear him scream, "Aah!" as he gives a war cry. But he does stab the dragonling, and it injures him well. And it's a sight to see, to be sure. That's going to be his turn. But he's going to move his little... I should make a little thingy here. He's going to move his little bunny, his little healing spirit. Little spirit, little bunny. Folks, I am drawing a bunny on the stream. It is terrible. For those of you at home who can't see it, it's really bad, but it's there.
Okay, I think it looks like a grandma TV.
Honestly, it looks like a dingleberry, let's be honest. But it
looks like a bumblebee.
He does bring it over to you, Adalia, and you do, on your next turn, you will gain 1d6 worth of healing. But it is the dragon's turn. The dragon is going to see if its ability is charged, and it is not.
Let's go!
It is going to do his usual multi-attack, as it's going to bite Spunk with an 11. Yeah. Nice. And then it's going to make a claw attack at Marcus, which is a 16, which hits, unfortunately, and Marcus is going to take 7 points of slashing damage as the claw just banks and rips Marcus in the shoulder. And then he's going to make another claw attack the dragon against you, Ferric, and that is a 28 to hit.
Silvery barb.
Certainly hit.
I'm kidding. I don't have that. I don't have that. I'm kidding.
You don't have that?
That's certainly going to hit.
It is only 9 points of damage.
Yeah, only digs into my temporary HP that Adalia gave me.
Okay.
Nice.
And with that, your sweet boy is going to cast another Dirge of Agony at the dragon.
Oh, Ambrose, you don't have Spunk's Bond either anymore.
I know.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Well, it's nice while it lasted.
It was.
So the dragon must take a DC 16 saving throw, a strength saving throw.
And it is going to use a legendary resistance to make that. And it is the last legendary resistance it has. So.
Okay. So it only takes 6 damage then. Rolled up. Does it roll up or roll down? I always forget.
Down.
Rolls down. So it's going to take 5 damage, not 6.
Okay. Awesome. It is now Pickle's turn.
Pickles is just going to take her one arm, pull it all the way back, and just punch this dragon as hard as she can.
Okay.
That's a 20 to hit.
Nice.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That 20 to hit, roll for damage.
That is 11 damage. She is also going to throw her Fury of the Small into that, since she is still technically smaller than this dragon. So that's an additional 5, so that's 16 damage.
Hell yeah.
And then she's going to activate her Fire Rune, so the dragon needs to make a DC 14 strength save. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to be in fiery shackles. She is going to be in fiery shackles.
Should I have saved that legendary resistant, folks? We'll find out. No! The DC 17. So
would have been
17 for the roll.
If only we had silvery barbs.
If only. Wouldn't do anything, but if only.
It wouldn't do anything. It's a save.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Calm yourself, Ambrose. Can't silvery barbs your way out of this one.
I'm not a spellcaster. What can I say?
And then, just because it is grappled, it takes an additional 4 damage from Pickles.
Nice, nice. As you see Pickles wrestle and toss the dragon, the dragon is resisting as best it can, trying to do its work. But
That's a total of 20 damage from Pickles for punching it in the face and squeezing it a little bit tighter.
I'm not going to retcon it, but I just read Silvery Barbs and it would work on a saving throw. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it would for the future.
That's what I thought.
Well, I didn't realize that spell could get even worse and more dumb, but there you go. What do I know?
I cast Silvery Barbs. No,
you don't have Silvery Barbs.
Like legendary resistances, for example, like that.
Well, we're not retcon on that.
It's all great, my book.
Just you wait when I have 2 levels on Artificer.
Okay, great. But it's not right now. So.
That's true.
It is the undead dragonling's turn. The ones that are still fearful of the holiness of Spunk are running as fast as they can away. At this point, they're just like hovering. They're trying to claw their way out of the sides of this cavern. And then basically the yellow one right here, which is right next to Spunk, is going to open its jaws. And it is going to try to blast at a cone towards Ferric and Pickles. So you two need to make me a DC, a wisdom saving throw, please.
What's the DC?
Gross.
The DC is 11.
Pickles got a 3.
That's an 8 from Ferric.
Okay. You both take 9 points of psychic damage. You are frightened of this dragon for 1 minute. So you are now both frightened of the dragon. Of this specific dragonling as its jaw comes unhinged as it breathes this undead nightmare flame breath on you. Okay. So the dragon is going to look at Spunk, seeing that you've healed much of the damage it's wrought. It is going to look at you with its eyes. Its eyes glare and a blinding light emanates from its eyes. I need you to go ahead, Spunk, make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Come on, buddy.
24. Ooh, nice.
Nice. As the blinding light of this comes forth.
Spunk's eyes blindingly glow back. Pushing back into his eyeball.
2 blinding lights. Boom, boom, boom.
I feel like the eyes would just pop, like, bulge out. Okay, but it is now Adalia's turn.
Adalia, seeing all of this, you know, repeated carnage visited on her friends, is going to pull all of the energy that she still has together, and white light streams out of her hands, and she is casting Rhyme's Binding Ice on Mama Dragon.
Okay.
That is a con save, DC 16.
Oh.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
That's a 12 from the dragon.
So all of these crystals erupt out of the water of this cavern and just pierce up through Mama Dragon. And then as they do, they form like a glittering, kind of like what she's been doing to everybody else, this glittering shell of crystalline formations around her. So she does take 17 cold damage. Nice. And she is also hindered by ice formations for 1 minute or until another creature within reach uses an action to break away the ice. A creature hindered by ice has its speed reduced to 0. So she can't move for 1 minute. She's just chilling there.
So it is each creature within a 30-foot cone makes that constitution saving throw. So
is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Fuck. I didn't read my spell close enough.
Oh, it's just a green... Yeah, it's just green guy.
Yeah, it's only...
Yeah, it's just green guy.
You have fly up. Can you just fly above him?
It's just the... It's just Marcus. I don't...
For clarification, green guy is Marcus.
Is Marcus. Yeah. I don't care about Marcus. Yeah. Marcus can get caught up in this as far as I know.
I want to know, Pickles, too, because technically she's 4 squares, not 1, because she is large right now.
She can turn.
Doesn't Adalia fly?
Adalia lost fly when she tried to cast...
Slow.
Yeah, I couldn't retcon that either. But...
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Pickles. I thought you were out of the line.
Back to being stuck. Pickles rolls a 13.
You're stuck.
But easily able to be freed. But you do take the damage, though. The 17 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Are you still up?
Pickles looks perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Marcus is going to make that as well.
I don't care so much about Marcus. That might make me a bad person, but
Well, Marcus rolled a 28, so.
Oh, good!
Oh, come on, Marcus.
Delia, I thought we were just becoming friends, and now you do this shit.
So he only takes half. He'll take, 8 points of cold damage?
And he just, looks back and says, he kind of puts his hands up, what the fuck?
I would do that if I could move my hand.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all I got this turn. I might move back a little bit.
Thank you.
So that I'm not quite as much in the line of fire, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'll be back here. And that's it. Yeah. That is the end of my turn.
Ambrose, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to move exactly where Adalia was before she moved out the way. Is this creature restrained now? Or does it just have zero movement speed?
It has zero movement speed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Three shots. Let's see where we go. Nope, I rolled a 14.
That does not hit.
16?
That does not hit.
Oh my god.
That does
28
hit.
28
does hit.
Yeah, okay. Hits.
Roll for damage. 10
points. 10 damage?
Yeah.
That was nice. Embarrassing. And I'm going to...
I'm sorry. It happens to everyone, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I literally reload my crossbow and then move back just a little bit and end my turn.
Okay. Marcus will... continue his brawl with the dragon as he re-engages. Stepping forth, he's going to reach out his hand, and you just hear words emanate from his mouth. As he casts.
Is this draconic that he's speaking?
He's speaking his language.
Okay.
So he's going to go ahead and cast Eldritch Blast on there.
Good old Eldritch Blast.
Man, I miss Eldritch Blast.
He rolled a 2, plus his modifier of 5, so that's a 7 for him, and it just shoots wild to the right. He really sucks at this combat. It's terrible. He's there for emotional and some, comedy sports.
Marcus, you asshole, you could have set me free.
I'm sorry.
What level is he? Does he get additional rays?
He is at a level, which I will reveal at a later time. he does get additional rays, but he did not make that action at the beginning. So,
what a fucking tool.
Hate you, Marcus.
Varric, it's now your turn.
A tiny hammer flies by and hits him in the head.
Varric's going to finally slash at this fucking big boy, this big dragon, and totally fucking miss.
As with an 8, that does not hit as you tried to pierce the dragon. It raises its hand and stomps, and you jump back just in time before it slashes down and smashes you.
I can't do that because it's encased in crystals.
Sure. Well, it doesn't do
It doesn't do that.
It wishes it doesn't
it
do that, even
could.
Though it was just flavor. It doesn't do that. The crystal pierces off the side of it, which should actually break it free from its crystals, but I'm not going to do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I have any bonus action bullshit that I could do? I don't think I do. No, I don't.
Okay. Miraz, before your turn, the dragon will reach up with its mouth to the sky and roar loudly as it will summon a searing beam of starlight from the mouth of the cavern. Go ahead, Adalia, make me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay. 21.
Nice. 21 as the searing bolt of starlight comes down. You are able to dodge just right out of the way, moving past. It explodes the crop of rock that you're near, crumbling to the ground and falling into the water. Miraz, it is your turn now.
All right, I'm just going to fire off another bottle rocket at that same witherling dragon that's next to Spunk.
Okay.
And semi-crit. Ooh. That's more like it.
Yeah.
Nat 20, job. Baby.
Nat 20, yes, baby. That's... How do you kill that thing, motherfucker?
Yes, I just scour it. The bottle rocket kind of lodges between two of it. It's undead, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so the bottle rocket lodges between two of its ribs where the skin was kind of peeling away, and then you just see, like, sparks of red and yellow and green blast out from inside its skin and tear its way back out.
Awesome. Spunk, it's your turn.
Spunk will look over at Ferrick and go,
"So this is my blood."
And he'll cast Cure Wounds at level 2, healing for 17 damage to Ferrick.
Buddy.
And then he will cock back his little crossbow, and he will... Oh, wait, it's Cure Wounds. Never mind. I don't do that. I explode.
You explode?
With a bonus action, I explode with radiant energy. DC 16, or take 6 radiant damage.
Okay.
Constitution save.
Context, he's just bursting forth radiation damage. Nothing else.
Yes, radiation damage.
He'll be sick next week.
This dragon's gonna die stage 4 terminal.
Oh boy, that's 6 points of radiant damage. So, wonderful.
He tries to do the eyeball thing the dragon did to him, but it just like explodes out of his belly button.
It's now Christopher's turn. Christopher will stay engaged. He's just... Ah! He's screaming bloody murder. He's afraid. He is fighting with these daggers. Will the attack happen?
Crit him with the black dagger!
Christopher, crit!
Christopher, how do I want to kill this dragon with Christopher?
Yes!
Let's go, Christopher!
I hate this kid even more now.
Okay, so as Christopher takes his black daggers, he's fighting with the creature tooth and nail. The creature is trying to gain advantage on him and try to just use its size. Christopher, you see an unnatural courage, and he just kind of... and he just goes with one dagger to the right as the creature strikes with his jaw, almost biting, and he sticks the dagger right into the side of its head. You hear... as the creature gurgles with last breath as it falls. And Christopher's just standing there, and he says, "I did it! I did it! I killed something! This is...
Well done, dear.
I'm gonna be sick."
I have my thumbs up pointing at him.
As he looks over his shoulder, and we're all fighting this massive...
Yeah, massive stone dragon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, my God.
He's done his part.
He's a good boy.
As is now the dragon's turn, Talisi will look forth, see if her power is restored. Dang.
Let's go!
Nice.
This dragon's been rolling ones or this recharge. What's the point? It will go ahead and it will just turn towards all of you, and it will try to bite towards Euphoric with a 10 to hit.
No, I fucking slap it with the broadside of my fucking rapier.
Isn't that a
just
nat
right
one?
Just right across the face.
That's a nat
That's
one.
That's a nat
it is,
one.
It is a nat
it's
one.
A nat
it's
one.
Rolling really crappy. And then it's going to make a claw attack against Marcus for 12, which is not hit. And then it is going to make a claw attack against you, Spunk, with a 26, but only 6 damage, though. Nothing to write home about. Okay, and then it's going to use a bonus action, and it is going... to psychic step away from this madness. I'm just going to go up here. Go over here to the northeast side of the cave.
Okay.
And now it is Pickle's turn.
Pickles is just going to go, "You all fucking suck." And she's going to take her action to break out of this ice and then proceed to get small because she didn't get hit. So she loses her rage. And... then she's just gonna start walking herself. Wait, do I get any movement with that spell? I can move as long as I break out of it. Okay.
I'm sorry, 20, Pickles. 20. I didn't mean to freeze you. I thought you were still small.
I'm not talking to you. That's her turn. She's just chasing
that
after
Katie,
the dragon.
That was Katie, not Adalia. Katie feels bad. Adalia's probably too practical to feel bad about that.
So she's just walking herself. around the cliff, just follow the dragon, just grumbling the whole way, like, motherfuckers ahead of me. And that ends her turn.
Okay. The dragon, in a last-ditch effort, is going to try opening its jaw, looking towards the skies. The beam of starlight comes flowing down towards you, Ferric. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving throw. That's a 10. Oh.
Okay. Ooh, you're going to take 17 plus 15 plus 9. 41. 41 points of damage. Starlight radiant damage.
This... How much damage did you say?
41.
Are you dead?
No way. There's no way.
Ferric, this crystal just comes up around Ferric and blasts into their chest. They start bleeding again profusely. You imagine that there can't possibly be any more blood in Ferret. There is just a pool of blood around Ferret.
No.
Dang.
And yet they stand up.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. But you're not dead? You're just down?
I'm not dead.
Okay.
I'm not even down.
Wow. Holy
shit. You're
not
down? What's oh my god! No.
Okay,
but heal the shit out of this fool.
Temporary
hit points. Hell out of me!
Oh my god! Okay, I thought you were on like 20 HP this whole damn thing. Okay.
Okay.
I was almost topped off. I was my top is 55, and I was at 49.
All right. Okay.
Well, there are still draglings on this board, so they are going to move as far away as they can from Spunk. Still fearful because it's only, I think, round 5 at this point. I think it might be 4 or 5. It's not gonna last that long, unfortunately. As they move, that is their turn. Dahlia, it is your turn.
Okay, so warm golden energy flows out of one hand toward Ferric, and I'm casting Healing Word at first level as my bonus action. And, sorry, but you get 7 HP back.
Healing is healing.
And then with the other hand, Adalia's face flips back around and she casts and red energy, kind of like much more innate to the person Adalia is, flows out of the other hand and she casts Firebolt at... Mama Dragon over here. Nope, that's not gonna hit, is it? 16 misses.
Yeah, it best barely misses. That the firebolt singes forth and hits the ceiling or the back wall.
Okay, Adalia will use her movement to kind of sneak back over here, and that is the end of her turn.
All right, Ambrose, it's your turn.
I'm gonna walk up.
Ambrose.
Come on, buddy.
3 shots in. I'm trying my best, y'all.
Shoot some scoots. Get him.
27!
Nice.
27 hits. 6 points of damage.
Unfortunately.
19
hits.
6 points of damage. Not rolling that hot.
Ooh.
And at 12 to hit. What was that?
12 does not hit. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, yeah, I have a bonus action, don't I? No, I don't. I use it.
That is your
bonus
action.
Have dragon hatred as well?
No, I just hate dragons.
Wow.
Going to walk right back to where I was originally on the edge of here and start reloading my crossbow again in my turn.
Okay. So Marcus's turn, he will climb to the top of the rock outcrop. He'll hold out his hand and he will just tearfully, he'll softly say, I'm sorry. And this time he is gonna cast Eldritch Blast. He casts this blast and he just does it. You know what? Fuck this dragon. That's what I say. He's gonna cast it. Roll 20 got me rolling here. He's going to cast it. Two beams will come forth. And he'll go to do that. That is 20 for each, which both hit. Then he will 9 plus 2, which is 11. And the dragon is, at this point, on its last legs. It force beams course, right into it, and it is limping. It breathes heavily. Ferric, it's your turn.
Ferric will run across to the dragon and attempt to slash it with their rapier. It's a 22 to hit. Nice. They're also going to pop off a psychic blades, which is doing proper damage now that I got it up to the proper level.
Yes!
Nice!
That's an additional 13 damage, total of 19 damage.
Ferric, as you sing forth with your blade, striking the dragon, how do you want to do this?
Yes!
One across the back tendon of the ankle. As it falls down in pain, I just raise the rapier up through its neck, and I do a cartwheel away from it, pulling my blade through the side of its neck and being drenched in its crystalline blood.
You do not get to hurt my companions, and you especially do not get to hurt my friends. You're done here.
The dragon's body crumples to the ground. The water around it spews forth. Imagine, Pickles, are you, you're not in the water per se right now, are you? Are you still kind of on the outcrop of the rock, or are you in the water? Because if you were in the water...
No, Pickles was right up underneath that dragon.
You'd be going for... It surfs up, Pickles, as you're just you push back a little bit.
Fucking hate all of you.
The dragon's... The dragons behind that have been fearful of Spunk's mighty power, they just decompose right now. You just see their bones break off and they crumple into the water as the force that was binding them here no longer exists. And as Marcus stands in the middle of the outcrop, everyone, if you look towards him, you would see he stands there, hands still outraised, and he just says, "It's over." And from the starlight, the dragon's body starts to illuminate, and it swings forth towards the upper opening of the cave and slowly descends, and it sits right next to Marcus. It begins to shape and to meld and to mold itself into the figure of a beautiful woman, silver blonde hair, tall, taller than Marcus. You see that she's adorned with a white dress that flows as if she's in water. You see that there are horns that are protruding that come out and curve very much like a dragon's. You see that her hands flowing are not like your fingers, but they resemble that of claws, but very much more human-like. And as she looks at all of you, and then she looks at Marcus, and she just says, "Hello, my love." And that is where we will end tonight's session.
Woo! So many fun things. So many near deaths. I made a really bad spellcasting gap. At me on Twitter, DMCarlos1991, for all your hot takes on how I can't play spellcasters, apparently. If you enjoyed what you heard, hey, go ahead and check us out on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We would love. Go ahead, also jump on the Discord. We're really active there. You can hear my wonderful takes on cheesecake better than apple pie. You heard it here first. And then you can also just engage and talk about the show. Also, too, if you have the ability to, you can support us with your Patreon, Homebrew Patreon there. You can go ahead, give as little as $2, get some sweet goodies. And we really appreciate your support. But we do it for you, listener, because I just want you to know, no matter what, you're loved, you're important, you matter. See you next week on Power Word Fail. Goodbye.
Ruling for What Now is a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition Actual Play Mature Rated Podcast.
Gonna let out one more.
Not her, me.
Oh, I'm sure of this.
Okay, got it.
Jesus. Why is everything so sexually charged?
I just have to light the fucking elves on fire. You guys
can leave
the fucking...
What do you got over there?
No. Is this be the dreadful pirate Brats? I believe there is quite severity on his head. Dead or alive?
check us out at rollingforwhatnow.com. Intro theme by Longshot Oz.